Rising floodwaters in southern Pakistan are wreaking havoc on hundreds of thousands of people there. 6 million people have been affected by the massive flooding over an area almost the size of Italy. Officials warn it could take years for the country to recover. In Islamabad, Pakistan, Paul Healy, who is regional manager of the Irish Catholic aid agency Trocare, told Lydia O'Kane that the rising waters are hampering the aid effort.
As the waters went south, the rising waters in Sindh are causing a fair amount of havoc. We spent the last few days trying to evacuate people. We supported the evacuation of about 38,000 people in Jamshoro district, which is in the northwestern part of Sindh. So the situation there is fairly desperate, to be honest, and people are just scrambling to get out with the few possessions that they have, if they can, carry them. I can continue from our team on the ground. What I'm hearing is people are just looking for the most basic things like food and water now in those areas. And women are expressing particular needs around medicine, issues around clean water, and even clothes, simple things. Many of them have just walked out of their houses or swam out of their houses, and they have nothing left but the clothes on their backs. So for many millions of people, the situation is very, very desperate. In the north, where the water has receded somewhat, it's a slightly different story in that people are trying to pick up the pieces and trying to find what they have left in the mud. Of course, you have millions of cattle and livestock spread all over the country and are starving, and all the food stocks have been destroyed. So the situation is very, very desperate, and the humanitarian community, I think, is scrambling to try and coordinate efforts with the government and the UN. So it's very bleak, and it's going to take a long time to recover from it.
The head of UNICEF was saying that really more aid was needed, that there really isn't enough. And I know that Trocare has had an appeal, certainly in Ireland, and had a church appeal over the weekend for funds for Pakistan. How is that translating into aid for yourselves, being able to provide aid?
Well, thankfully, because of the church appeal, Lydia, and because of our appeal during last week, we have been able to scale up and been able to access a lot more people. Obviously, we have funds at the moment that have come in, and we could do with a lot more, and I'm hoping that the church appeal, I don't have the figures on that yet, but I'm hoping that that will give substantial funds to Trocare so that we will be able to access more people. At the moment, we figure that we can reach about 70 to 75,000 people. And, I mean, it may seem very few, but if you add all the humanitarian actors together, you know, that is a substantial number of people. And with funds from the church collection, from the Catholic community in Ireland, as well as from the general population in our appeal last week, we hope to be able to do substantial work, not just in the initial phase, which is very basic things like people needing food and water, clean water, and basic supplies like mosquito nets and sheeting to stay under at night. There are very basic things, but thankfully we have strong support at home, and we will use all that support in a very transparent and accountable manner.
Are there many people that, aid is being, everyone's trying to distribute aid as best they can, but are there people out there that just haven't even received any aid yet?
Absolutely, Lydia. I really think that almost 50% of those who are desperately in need haven't received yet. And that's purely because of the scale of this. You know, that despite the structures and the coordination between government, UN and humanitarian agencies, there just isn't enough food and materials in this country to reach that number of people. You're talking about over 8 million people who have been severely affected by this. In other words, they're out of their homes. They're under sheeting or tent if they're lucky. And many of them have just migrated to safe ground, whether it's to the west into Balochistan or whether it's south to Karachi, or whether they're just staying in their areas as the water recedes. But they have nothing. And the millions and millions of people who have been affected by this, it's a logistical nightmare to try and get aid to all of them. Now, that's not saying that there isn't coordination, because I think there are the beginnings, the signs at least, of good coordination between government and the humanitarian agencies. But it's the scale of it that is catching us all and making things very, very difficult. And people are scattered all over the country. I mean, this flooding has affected an area that is almost the size of Italy. So you can imagine the people who have been displaced from that, they've gone everywhere trying to get to safety. Their animals are scattered to the four winds. It's just a huge issue. I mean, you're going to have in the coming weeks real problems with nutrition among people. You already have animals starving. You already have the crops destroyed. So to tackle that problem, it's going to need a huge amount of aid, and the current amount pledged and given is just not adequate.
It's funny, it's sometimes when disasters, it's when you have horrible numbers of people that are dead, it seems to unfortunately provoke more of a response. When you have, at the moment, there was 1,600 people. I don't think the international community probably fully realised the extent of the disaster when you're looking at numbers.
No, you're right, Lydia. I mean, I think it's a bit deceptive. This is like a slow onset emergency. And I would predict that the numbers will go up. Already, talking to people yesterday in Sindh and getting reports from our staff who are on the ground in Sindh at the moment, the word is that people are dying from severe gastro or gastro problems, problems with dirty, because of dirty water, really, and many pregnant women are finding complications in pregnancy with no facilities, no resources, because everything has been washed away. And I think what you're going to see is an increase in life-threatening diseases and an increase in the death numbers as the weeks and months go on.
Regarding the whole health situation, I know there was the threat of cholera. I mean, how serious is all this?
Very serious, and already the signs are there. And as you know, cholera is an extremely contractable disease. So I would be extremely worried about particularly the most vulnerable, very worried about the children who are in 40 degrees of heat. You can imagine what it's like if you've no fresh water. I mean, children will naturally want water and will see the water all around them. They're going to drink it. So that's a real concern. And I think there are growing signs of waterborne diseases affecting large sections of the community now.
Paul Healy is regional manager of the Irish Catholic Aid Agency, Trocare, a member of the Caritas Internationalis Aid Network.